Hi there, Carly.
Hello, Flossie, dear. This is Carl, your husband.
I was going to start this conversation with the word
overseas,
Louis, one time.
One in Vietnam.
Down from skiing and you
the guy that
hollered at
left you
said,
with all them family cares,
out,
taking
Lukey,
care
here
of the
comes Carly.
Chickens and the house and the dogs and the automobiles
you,
and
hilarious to us.
Taking care of yourself.
But anyhow,
and
we just
his
got back
Carl's
to
relatives.
Caribou Ranch and we dropped
this is
Flossie
the guy
off
that expects to come back to you pretty
Cindy
soon, in a couple
and
of
she
months.
Didn't move a muscle
maybe about
all the way home. Lou, I guess Lou tried
2 months,
to
2 months, 72 days.
Give
Let's
her
see,
her
72
all her
days
exercise.
From today.
For
this
long
is April the 9th, and
Cindy
a year and a half ago, I
and
lived on the shores of Vietnam at Saigon
again.
County.
She just
and
the floor
came
and
on into Saigon a year and a half ago, baby.
That's what she really needs, is a little exercise.
And I've
and
been
I
home with you
Florence
72 days out of that year and a half, so
and
I got
to
spend 72 more
do
days here before I get
Florence
back
said, Ruth, I gotta
to see
lay
you
down
again.
And take a nap. I'm
so
tired.
I make up them 72 days.
And I never shut my mouth.
I got my first
so Florence, neither one of us got a
notice
nap.
Today from Saigon.
And
that
my voice got tired. And I got tired.
I'm on the list. They got
and
me
when I hit that
scheduled
bed,
to come back in July
I
1969.
Thought I'd never be able to move out
but
of
I hastily
bed.
Wrote him a letter and said,
but
quote,
about 1 o'clock.
You
today,
got it wrong,
I got
buddy.
Up.
You got it wrong. I came out here a year and a half
said,
ago
well,
today, and 72 days from now, I'm heading for the far reaches, which makes it something like 21 April.
I would have both got some
or 22
rest.
April, May,
but
June. 22
was,
June, rather.
Did, and then it tired me out
so
too much.
I've.
Florence, she just keeps going.
As I say, I've got my first notice. I'm supposed to get a physical examination sometime between 90 and 60 days before departure. So I've got to better get
brushes,
it.
And then
or
she never
60 and 90,
down,
yeah. So I got to better get it.
Kind of goes on.
I don't know.
The
go to up to
Da
Nang, I guess, to get my physical. I better
Lawrence
get it pretty soon, or they won't be able to
the
get their tape measure around me.
Situation.
I slipped on the little blue
but
shorts you sent, and honey,
I
gotta
deal
tell you this, 36 just ain't
well, here
about
I
enough.
Am back again.
I'm gonna have to
you
go up to my old models.
Blue stopped
in fact, I'm wearing my 38 drawers
me so I could
to work now.
My
sleek 36s is too much for me.
My
can't
gosh,
can't handle them.
Sound like me talking
too tight around the
scratching.
Exactly
like me.
But
so our voices must sound to
I guess
other
nothing to kick about. I feel real good.
Completely different.
I don't.
And
I haven't been playing any tennis.
Right now
the last time I played
off
tennis, I slopped around,
anyway,
wallowed around.
This operation
my feet
I
hurt.
And
so
I don't know of anybody else that has
you
any
can just
more
see
worse luck.
What you're going to have on
I've
your hands
having
when I come back?
I need you here to cry.
A handful.
And yet I know that
but the last time you put your arms around me and said, Carly, you just don't feel right. You just ain't nothing there.
And say anything.
Well,
but
I don't know.
I went through quite an ordeal.
Still
at
all
Christmas
there,
time,
but now it's back for you.
Broke,
recollect
provided
it, maybe.
And then
that's
those
where
seizures
she'll be.
I had brought
I got
out
a nice package from you today.
Detached muscles in the back.
No Bisquick, though,
and
by
I
the way. I don't know what you're doing with the Bisquick.
Really
I made a mistake and forgot
and
it.
Then this
she sent me some real
Carol
choice and sweet flavored crackers,
work,
part graham and part saltines,
cancer,
I guess.
I just went
real good and a new nice set of cup,
Gould
measuring cups.
Home from work.
Just what I need.
And I
just what I need.
A couple days before
and
I
some
go
good looking
talk to Carol because
potatoes
I
there. And
that
some
I would just upset
jello
her more.
And some pudding.
So when I did go,
boy,
I took her with me, and I made it my
but
mind
I'll,
I wasn't going
to I guess you'll have to get some. Wait till I get
said
some.
I took one look at her and started bawling. Just what I was
Bisquick before I make a batch. Maybe you sent me
but
some.
She
I
was
keep
in
thinking
good
you sent me some Bisquick not too long
seem
ago.
Didn't think too much about it.
Well, there
but
isn't a heck of a lot going on
I'm
here now.
I am. I always think of the
see
worst instead of the best.
Today was a very mild day.
I have Lou around
been doing nothing but catching up on some personnel work,
attitude,
getting a few things straightened out, and I had a real
attitude
pleasurable, so leisurable day, and
between
I thought
him and Carol,
this afternoon, Jesus,
they
this is too much. I can't stand it, so I got in my car, and I went
but
down
I
to
had the same
take
thing
a look
as
at
Carol
some sandbagging.
My thyroid.
I'm doing and having
and
a platform made in a little dugout.
In view of what had happened to Carol,
set up
she'd evidently
and in
had
a place
this
and
on her neck.
Damn it, the boss come up the road and met me and he was livid with rage.
And I
absolutely
had mine for several years.
Jumping up and down and he
and
said,
in view of her,
Mr. Williams, I thought
out,
that
I best
told
have mine checked.
You to move those
so
two
I
nurses into
said they'd never get me back
from different
surgery,
quarters. Well, about 2 weeks ago,
they carried me feet
they was
first,
trying to move the nurses into
but
a,
I said I was
a
willing
place
to go when
where
I
they'd all be together.
Might be cancer.
These two
but
nurses didn't
want
to move so bad. They had
a
nice house fixed up, and
they
were
they
living with
I
the doctor and
from
some
the
more
side of my
and,
neck.
And some space
and
there that, that the visiting doctor stayed in.
About 50% of my
and,
thyroid.
Damn it,
and I guess
they
I'll
didn't move when
he
told
them. Pills, I don't know
well,
what
I was the
give
closest
me
one he could get his hands on, so
but
he
I've
just
been so
lit
run
in
down. I don't know whether it's my mental condition that's causing my physical.
Do you tell those nurses they've got to move tonight,
or whether it's my
or I'm
going to
move them out of the province.
My mental attitude.
So I went
but
and got
I've been
the poor gals, and I said,
spirit,
the bosses,
and I can't seem to shake.
Anxious to have you move.
And Dr.
I said,
Weibel, the surgeon,
like now,
who came in to see me, he
and oh, they're so unhappy,
tears
coming
to
their eyes.
And
they said,
and
we can't, we're having
hospital,
people over for dinner tonight.
He was more concerned
and
about that than the operation.
And you haven't got any rooms
and
ready for
said,
us in this other place.
My guy Spurley said, you're not.
They're lousy anyway,
one
and they're not good. And
of,
so
fractions.
I said, well, let's go look at them. So we went over and
well, had
since
to
I
stop
was
going to
move them,
the
guy,
the phone rang.
Some guy moved
and
in one of them.
My train of thought, but
the other one is real cruddy and
run it.
So
I
shaped up a couple
of
guys to get out
of
the room
fractures
so I could
and they
get
have
in
listed,
there. They'll be moving out of there tonight and tomorrow.
Past record of 15
so then we went down to see. So I said, let's go back and talk to the boss. So
the
we went back
I'm
and
now, or a
talked
couple
to him
and
I said,
the flat irons.
These gals have got a dinner tonight, and I said,
so
expecting
he
company
said, well,
over,
I was
and
in
I
the
said,
hospital.
It's
he
too much to ask him to move, and
see
so he wanted
what he could come
to know
up with.
When the hell he hadn't moved,
and he
well,
did.
Kind of pointed toward
and
me,
I
guess.
And I told him I wasn't going back to
the gals didn't
want to
move, and I really didn't want him to move.
Feel he's doing me
they
any
were
good
satisfied.
And I
so
just have lost my confidence in him. And
he says, if I want anything done, I'll have to do it myself. All right, I'll clean the room up,
and
I'll get all of you started on that sympathetic jag
so
that we all use when we're trying to show
Saturday
everybody how hard we
I
have
had
to work.
With a new,
so
internal medicine
he went on.
Man at the medical
I
center
said, I'll have
and
the room ready in the morning
over
and
my
both
chart
rooms.
And
I
problems
said the guys will move tonight.
And he explained
I said
it
the
a
nurses
little bit.
Move tomorrow.
I don't know
so
whether
where
you can understand
left
because I didn't understand.
Poor gal's got to move and they don't want to move.
Says your body needs
well
hormone
that is the only flaw in my this is the middle of the week Wednesday and I haven't had any flaws so I guess
the
guy rates one
shots. I haven't
upset
had any. So he says
out of
3 days
not too bad
me or
moving real swell everything
yes,
going along
surgery,
real good
stomach surgery
and as I say I got my notice from
your body will
the
not absorb
people
the
in Saigon
and
I'm about
and
ready to move
from your food
go back home. Also I told you I got my notice that they didn't want me to go to school.
Draws it
they figured I'm a little too old.
Bones
too much
to
of
get
a
it into the bloodstream.
Panty waste,
and
I
he
guess.
Thinks this may be my
my score wasn't too high when I went up there and took a test one time.
My calcium out of my bones
and they
have enough
they stick
my
pretty close
stream
to those scores, and I don't blame them because they haven't got anything else to stick
this
close
may
to.
Be
I'm
my
gonna
old solution. However, you
test
said
this
I've only got a
tape,
short
so
let's
see. I'm using the tape here that
and he had me sign a slip.
One that Ruth sent. I run out of
Dr.
tape,
Farrington
so I'm taping back on one that Ruth and Lou made me a long time ago.
Community hospital.
And And I played it over, I heard a rustle, buzzle, scuzzle, so I'm going to see if it plays the same when I got it on this way I've got it set tonight. So hang on a minute. Yep, she sounds all right. I'm thinking this is going to be a okay tape. Not maybe if I keep, if you hear something, it sounds all right. I don't think if I... I think if I run it over this way, it'll destroy all the, all that was on. Ruth was talking to me about what was going on a year ago or something like that. But it's nice to be able to use this tape. It's a nice big tape, and I'll be able to talk to you for some nice long time. Well, my friend Ed just walked in and gave me the radio. We talked to the, I think I told you our communication net we have here. We talk to each other and talk to the security officer of the whole area. And we check in with him, get in the communication net. And then anything that happens with a, within an instant they can call us all and say, hey, fellas, the war's over.
Love it now that he's got a
pack your bags and get ready to get on the boat. Go back and see Mammy. And we're all waiting for that call. Hey, fellas, the war's over. But hey, fellas, it won't be long till old Carly will be heading up that gangplank, waiting for him to rev up them motors and saying, Pilot,
we'll have to move
take this boy back to the country.
Canned goods,
get him back there where he can. Got a couple
like
people waiting.
More convenient.
I
know you'll love it.
Pardon me, Joe. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track 29.
We got tied
and
up
you can
quite
give me
a
line.
Carol Ben.
Da 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 da. La da 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 dee 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 dee.
Oh,
Chattanooga choo choo. Oh, choo 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 me home. That's me.
And I go back
I'm
to
ready
the
for that.
He's gonna come set
Saigonoot, Saigonoot, Tonsonoot, choo choo. Tonsonoot and choo choo. Won't
I've
you choo 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 me home?
I've talked to Josephine, I've talked to Marge,
well,
I've talked to Florence.
I got a nice tape from Charlie, as you said. This letter of yours today was pretty good.
They're all feeling good.
Come along with
the
package.
And
Charlie gave me a nice long chat and rundown on everything. And
that I'm not making
it's right, pleasurable to hear from him. Tell him that I certainly do appreciate hearing from him. And damn it, if it wasn't so close to coming home, I'd sit down and write him a letter or send him a tape.
He happened to notice my and he asked me if
I'd probably beat the thing home now since I'm such a short timer. So tell him I'll let him listen to this tape. Tell him so he'll know how everything's going, pleasurable, how everything's going smooth, and how we just... we've just about got things locked up here for a while, I guess.
So,
till the 10th
really
of May, anyway.
He's gonna come up with some kind of a solution.
Maybe the 1st of May. I don't know. But when did the Bolsheviks march?
I
the
wish
1st
he
of May?
Was here because
well, we're not
and
looking
I
for too
I
much.
Listen to you talk about any
tell you when we're looking for maybe the 10th of May.
You had
when
the
moon is high.
Certainly enjoyed
until about
the, record up
the 20th of May, I think.
And
that's,
I can't understand
that's our old friend up
type you.
It's old friend's birthday up in Hanoi.
Tape you,
we kind of operate out here with a lot of superstition,
so
reading stars,
and
astrology.
It's a joy to hear the voice.
And we take our take,
says, well, when
take our bearings on Ho Chi Minh's birthday.
Mic, she
one.
Doesn't know what to say.
And
sit
so
down
we
and
usually
write yourself a letter and
kind
then
of
get
set
up
looking around here when
the
when these the VCers get the old Charlie gets started cranking up.
But
everybody
anyway,
around here is
I need
all set for him.
To cry on. And, so
and I guess we'll continue to be set for him.
And
so
I know that you understand
this
that
is
I always have had a lot of
kind of a funny war to fight.